Setting up the founding team, I think the first 15 people should just straight come from referrals.
You of course take calls on hypothesis, on hunches, but beyond the time, you have to listen to the customer, read between the lines.
We work together at Paytm and we've seen how often that UI used to change.
Yep, yes.
So here is the key message that you need to maintain consistency.
Yeah, so AI will completely change the industry and we all have seen the kind of innovation happening in last 1 year.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Matrix Moments. I am Siddharth Agarwal, Principal at Matrix Partners, leading our investments in consumer tech and space tech. Today I'm here with Team GenWise. GenWise is a lifestyle app for elders. Glad to have you folks today. Let's start with a quick round of introduction and if you could throw some light on the early days. Start with Nehul.
Sure. First of all, Siddharth, thank you so much for having us here. So I've always been a Delhiite, come from a middle class family. Always, you know, wanted to do something of my own. In fact, my first startup was way back when I was in engineering college in 2009, when I used to design and sell embedded systems. I think after that, got involved in a professional journey and realized that, you know, there is a lot of importance of a good professional career before you start up, because you learn a lot on scaling up, doing basic things right, having good governance. And therefore decided to give myself space of 10 to 12 years before I do something of my own. And here I am after 10 years doing GenWise.
Awesome. Rajat.
Thanks, Siddharth, for having us here again. My journey has been quite similar to Nehul's as well. I'm born and brought up in Delhi as well. I come from a business family. So the keda of always doing my business was there since my childhood. Technology advancement around smartphones, more importantly, how the app stores and the apps came about running, really intrigued me. And that warranted me to be a part of the industry, learn about different apps. I got the opportunity of working in different 0 to 1, 1 to 10, 10 to 100 businesses and products, and have been a product manager since. I think that's what's shaped me up in my career. Mm-hmm. And now is the right time to do a startup and fulfill my business ambitions.
Amazing. How about you, Gitanshu?
Yeah, thanks, Siddharth. First of all, thank you for inviting us. Myself, Gitanshu, born and brought up in this small town of Punjab named Kotkapuga and belong to a business family. So I was about of a 16 when dot-com crisis happened and it caught up my interest in the technology. So after that, I want to pursue the career in the engineering. So I become an engineer and after completing my engineering, like for approximately 1 year, I had my father setting up his business and learn more about how the business works in the small towns of India, how business happens in the rural area. After that, I started my career in the software engineering and from 15 years, like working with these startups like Paytm, BharatPay, and now doing my own.
Awesome. So you've seen multiple cycles.
Yeah.
Dot-com, 2008, 2009.
Yes.
Amazing. And I mean, it's very interesting you guys have chosen to build for the elderly segment. I mean, conventional wisdom when we talk to people is that the elderly are not really going to adopt technology, right? There's no point building for them. Talk about what are the differences that you found and what gave you conviction to pick up this space?
Yeah. So first of all, Siddharth, I think you tell me how many WhatsApp greetings you get in a day? And how many of them are from people like us and how many of them are from elders? Rough split.
Frankly, I'm part of multiple WhatsApp groups. I think many of them are professional. I think it's the family groups where we have the elderly, where we get all these good morning messages and I think a lot of greetings on different festivals and the like.
Yeah. So I think when, you know, we were doing our research on the segment, you know, we realized that it's not that they don't adopt technology. It's just that they use it in a different way. Their needs are different and therefore, you know, we may think that they are not using technology, but they are. In fact, if you look at Facebook's last, you know, annual report, it clearly says that 45 plus, 50 plus is the largest growing segment for them now, right? So, you know, there are enough and more statistics around, you know, elders adopting technology. But coming back to the main question on why we pick technology. So I think first is sentiment. You know, we are building it for our parents. Over the last 10, 15 years, you know, as the revolution of smartphone and technology has come in. You know, luckily all three of us have got a chance to be in the right startups of this country. But I think we have seen our parents struggle a bit. Mm-hmm. It's not that they don't know how to use a smartphone. It's just that, you know, products are not built keeping their need in mind, right? So there's a big sentiment of giving back to our parents, giving back to our elders, you know, what prompted us to choose, you know, this segment. I think, but leaving that aside, I think ultimately we are building a company. We want to make money. And, you know, we think this is one of the most commercially viable segment, right? Now, if you look at, you know, if you look at wealth in the country, right? I think in India today, 50 plus average wealth is at least 10x of, you know, folks who are below 35.
And is it because they've spent their life saving through...
Correct. They have more years of accumulation as compared to people like us, right? So I think that's one of the primary reasons. I think interestingly, what is also now happening is India was youngest in 2021, right? And India will lose its demographic dividend in 2033. What that means is now the elderly is the fastest growing segment. And therefore, you know, this is becoming one of the greater opportunities to build in. I think third, if you look at interestingly, in India, smartphones came in 2005 to 2008.
Hmm.
And people who were 35 to 40s, which I consider as the last generation of that time, which adopted a smartphone, right, are now in their 55, 60s, right? Hmm. And even in our family, we see, right, like my parents, I'm sure your parents, Gitanshu and Rajat's parents are very comfortable with smartphones.
Yeah.
So we don't have to cross the bridge of teaching them how to use a smartphone. I think the problem is beyond the three apps, which is WhatsApp, YouTube, and Google, and now increasingly Facebook, there is nothing else that they are able to use, right? So I think it's the commercial opportunity in front of us is huge. And third, I think, again, as entrepreneurs, you want to innovate. I think, in this segment, nothing is built, right? So anything, you know, that we are building up is pure innovation. Even if you look at our four products, right, you don't find them in any other app of this country, right? The way they have been thought, the way they have been built. And I think it's a founder's delight if you can do something like that. So I think combining all of this, we chose this segment. Just to summarize, I think it was combination of sentiment, commercial opportunity, and scope to innovate.
Anything else that Rajat, you, Gitanshu would like to add?
Absolutely. I think, as Nikhil was saying, three apps predominantly the segment uses. Many times during my childhood, I've had, not just childhood, even recent past, I've had my mother, father coming over to myself, my sister, on small digital things and help needed around deleting storage on phone, how to share a story on Instagram, which has a background music running on it, how to pay bills online. I mean, my father still relies on my sister to pay her bills online. And these are small digital things which they are hesitant to do. However, they're still glued onto their phones, whether it's like scrolling through reels or shorts on YouTube, whether it's sending WhatsApp greetings that we've discussed previously. Essentially, products are not built for this segment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we at Gen Ys want to change. The opportunity around innovating on building for this segment is really something which interested the three of us. And I think it's going to be an incredible journey for the three of us going forward.
So talk more about this specific point, right? Yes, there is adoption of a few apps that are there. But I think going deeper, what are the differences, right, in how you cater to the elders versus catering to, let's say, Gen Z or a millennial population? What are the different kinds of interventions that are needed to serve this audience?
Segment, Gen Z's, Gen Y's, value, convenience. See, I've been a product manager all my life. And the first thing that's taught to us is minimize the number of clicks, maximize the real estate on the page. So the flows are designed in such a way that it's quick clicks and moving through the journey and the experience from onboarding, activation, and then engagement. When it comes to the elderly segment, they not only value convenience, they value trust more.
Mm.
Information has to be provided to them more compared to a younger or younger audience.
In most of the apps which we're seeing in India, like after 1 or 2 years, we completely change the UI of the app. Think about this segment, like to whom we talk. Okay, if you want to use some app, you have to click here, and then one day the completely UI will change. For them, it will be completely new learning. The same thing happened with most of the mobile apps, the banking apps in India. And after 3 months, they asked to change the password. So this is a thing we always need to take care of when designing product for them. Like for them, it is a completely new learning curve when you change when you make any major change in the app. So yeah, this thing we need to take care.
And I think if you also just extending Gitanshu's point, right? Now all elders are on WhatsApp, right? If you look at WhatsApp UI from day one to today, it's 95-99% similar, right? And that one reason which clicks with them, right? If they know how to use it, let's keep it that way. Mm. Do not try to change, you know, put fancy things. It doesn't work for them.
So I know all three of you were working at BharatPe before this, but how did you come together, right? Taking the plunge is not easy. So talk more about how did the idea develop and how did you decide to partner up?
So actually, we were working in even Paytm together, right? Although we never got a chance to work together, but we were in Paytm at the same time. And we were good friends from there. And I think I personally believe founders should be friends first, right? I think there is a lot more personal connect needed than professional when you decide to be a founder. In a professional setup, as colleagues, it's a different environment. But for founders, it's completely different dynamics, right? Anyways, I think so. We knew each other from Paytm. In BharatPe, we got a chance to work together on PostPay. And I think there was a growing fondness for each other, you know, in terms of how we do professionally. I think when we used to sit for our coffee breaks or, other breaks, right? This talk about we staying with our parents used to come quite often, right? For example, Rajat and I used to discuss of how we have not responded to multiple international job offers because we want to be in Delhi with our parents, right? Gitanshu, in fact, right now is in process of, you know, moving his parents from his hometown to Delhi, right? And sort of taking a lot of efforts to do it in terms of setting up, etc., right? So I think it was very clear that, you know, we are very passionate about this segment, right? In fact, you know, in our casual talks, when we used to discuss about what we want to do as entrepreneurs, right? Rajat and I always used to talk about doing something for elders. Our idea used to be a little different, but the segment was same. And then one day we requested Gitanshu and
he finally agreed.
And then we said, okay, let's do it. So that's the story, basically, simple and short.
So, I mean, did you guys decide on working together quite some time back and then develop the idea? So did the idea come first or was the team formed first?
The team came first, yeah. We were, I think, clear ki saath mein karenge. And then, the idea came later.
So yeah, we all three are friends for this complimentary skin tone. So one thing is very clear, right? Whenever we will do something, we will do together. And yeah, whether it will be Genwise or maybe some another startup, but one thing is clear, we will do together only.
I'll just add, I think it also helps is, you know, Gitanshu is obviously techie. Rajat looks at products, then I look at business. So I think these are the three skills you need when you start up. Obviously, later on, you need a lot more. But I think that also sort of helps in terms of the team dynamics.
I mean, I agree with you for the kind of products or the thing that you're building. But e-commerce businesses and all, I think the capabilities tend to be different. Any advice for founders out there as they think about team dynamics and the composition of the team when they think about starting up?
One, I think if you're building in a specialized segment, for example, if you're building something, let's say, which helps set up rural entrepreneurs, right? You need to have expertise in that area. Either you should have worked with a government scheme or a private scheme, right? Similarly, if you're building in healthcare, and especially deep healthcare, let's say, you know, oncology, there needs to be at least one person who has that sector expertise. And then rest, obviously, in terms of sales, business product are needed. I think that is very important. I think other than that, I think when you're setting up the founding team, rely strong on referrals. I think the first 15 people should just straight come from referrals. Ideally, they should be people known to you so that you know their style of working, so that you know how to get the best out of them. I think in a startup, when you have 15, 16 people, the dependence on one person is very high. And if one out of a set doesn't perform, the entire company suffers a lot. At scale, it's not that much, but I think in early stage company, it's a lot. I think in our case, 95% of our team, initial team, is basically from our referral network. Third, I think even if you are hiring externally, do strong reference checks. It's very, very important to do 360 reference checks before hiring anyone. Fourth, I think have a set of values from day one. I think what we did was on day one of when we launched Genwise, we wrote our five values and we ensure that, you know, we do test those in each and everyone, who joins us. I think that's very important so that there is a coherency in the group. I think that's it from a team side of perspective.
You touched upon the founding team. Rajat, any thoughts on how should one think about the founding team? Neil's already given us a few nuggets, but when you specifically set out to build the team, what were the values that we were looking at? Talk more to us about that.
Sure. So we looked at five values, Siddharth. The first value was being connected to elders. We are, of course, building an elders first platform in GenWise, right? It's an app for the wise generation. And the first thing we look for is people who are actually connected with the elders, who have respect, empathy for their elders and love for them. The second value that we look for is flexibility. Of course, having worked in consumer tech, you learn a certain way of catering to users, and we are not building for the common user here. Right. We are not building for Gen Z or Gen Y. So ability to unlearn, relearn is really important to us. Being flexible to those regards was the second value for us. The third value that we look for, Siddharth, is the ability to be data-driven. Being a young startup, you of course take calls on hypothesis, on hunches, but beyond the time, you have to listen to the customer, read between the lines, look at data, and then follow up subsequently. So being data-driven is really important. Fourth, tech-first problem-solving. Across the teams, whether it's the technology team, business team, marketing team, product, everyone has to be a tech-first problem solver. That's the only way you can build for scale. And that's the fourth value we look for. The fifth value that we have is being closure-oriented. There's no point sending across 30 messages in a group, all leading to nothing. So one thing we are really, really focused on is maintaining speed to market, and being closure-oriented is a definite strong point for folks who look to join us.
Awesome. One point to give an example of data orientation, right? So we don't hire anyone who can't write queries. It doesn't matter. And this is true for the founders also, by the way.
So when you say queries, what do you mean?
SQL queries, right? And that's a very, because we don't, at least, you know, till we are of a certain size, we don't want to hire data analysts in the company. Right now, there is no data analyst. Everyone does his or her queries on his own. Obviously, everyone knows different level of complexities depending on the role. But that's one example of how we have inculcated that value in everyone, right? And so that's very tactical, but it does work for us.
Early on, you mentioned that your relationship with your parents, which kept you grounded, which kept you in Delhi. Talk more about that. And what did you pick up from those learnings or that relationship for you to build GenWise?
So being brought up in a business family, meant I always wanted to start a business of my own. There was always this kira inside me to do this. My father, in fact, started his third business when he was 45. So grit, determination, and most importantly, work ethic is what I picked up from him. Over the years, we've already spoken about how elders have gotten glued onto technology, how simple digital use cases have been difficult to them while being comfortable using a smartphone. On the other side, while all of this was happening with my parents, with elders, on the other side, I was getting busier in my job, with my career. After I got married, I got busier with my personal life as well. And I was always under this guilt trip of not doing enough for my parents, of not giving back to them, that these two dual notions led to the advent of GenWise. So GenWise essentially is an app for elders. It's a lifestyle, digital first lifestyle product for elders, which can help them in multiple spheres of life. And on the other side, it helps younger family members stay connected with their parents, establish a deeper bond with them, and most importantly, take remote care of them as well.
Neil, you want to add anything on this?
Yeah. So I think I come from a that lower middle class family from Delhi, always been there. It's a service class family. I think I've seen my parents struggle throughout their professional careers. And yet, you know, what I saw was significant amount of time and money resources were invested on me. Just an example, my mother always wanted me to study in a particular school, which is a good school in the area I live, so that, you know, I have a good career, even though it was a little unaffordable and she had to go through multiple things, right? I think what I've seen is, you know, once I started working on my own, at least I've been able to solve for the money problem, right? But time is something I've not been able to give them back. And I think GenWise is an attempt to do it. It's an attempt to show care, even if I'm not there. It's an attempt to make their lives easy. And then, you know, it expands to the universe. So that's sort of my bit.
At least you live with them. Many people have gone abroad and are not living with their parents. So I think the guilt trip that they're on is even higher. So totally resonate with that.
From last 20 years, like, I'm not living with my parents because of this long term, I have to move out. Like from last 5 years, I'm trying to convince them, okay, now you can come and live with me. Yeah, but finally, like, hopefully next 6 months, they can come.
So guys, congrats. First of all, you've launched the app. It's still early days. So talk more about GenWise. Is this an app more for the elderly?
Sure. So Siddharth, thanks a lot. It's been only 20 days since we've launched the app out, and it's available only on Android as of now. iOS app is going to be released by the end of this month as well. So GenWise is an app that we've conceptualized with an elder-first approach, but it's an app which both elders and younger family members can have on their phones. For the elders, GenWise helps them in multiple spheres of life. So it's a lifestyle app that cuts across different needs, whether it's a social need, or a finance need, or a wellness need, or a digital need. As a younger family member, GenWise extends an opportunity for you to foster a deeper bond with your parent, to take care of them remotely as well. So that's the broad genesis of how the product is conceptualized. In terms of our initial MVP rollout product, we've come ahead with four different use cases. One, again, to match each of these four needs. And I'll just take a brief and explain them. So for the social need, we have a WhatsApp greeting product. We've talked about how elders are obsessed sharing WhatsApp greetings. But forwarding the same stale greeting over and over again from one group to the other voids them of the social status that they so seek to derive. So our WhatsApp greetings feature provides them a curated library of greetings, helps them personalize it, add their name, audio note to it, and onward share it on WhatsApp. So that's the social need product that we have. On the finance need, we spoke to elders. We figured out going to banks is really inconvenient for them. Logging on online on internet banking, mobile banking apps is again a challenge. So we've provided them an opportunity, a way to convert their smartphone into a passbook where they can simply flip through pages and see their ledgers, transactions, balances. It's only view access that we've given. So it's completely risk-free. And that's the second product, which is the risk-free passbook that we have. The third product that we have is a medicine reminders product where we've brought families back to the forefront. So an elder can send a medicine reminder for self and set an alert which can come to a younger family member to mitigate the problem of procrastination. I, as a younger family member staying in a different city than my parent, can also set a medicine reminder for my parent. And again, whether they take or do not take a medicine, I'll be alerted for the same. So that's the third product. That's the medicine reminders product in the wellness category. The fourth product that we have, Siddharth, is to solve for their digital needs, which is the personal assistant product. Now, GenWise, each elder gets a personal assistant of their own, who's always there to help you, guide you, do these small daily digital asks better. So whether now it's deleting storage on your phone, learning how to order food online, how to book cabs, how to pay bills, all of this is possible through our personal assistant.
Is this more like a concierge, or is there someone to assist you while doing
this? So Siddharth, we've launched this as an audio platform where through an audio-to-audio interaction, the customer, the elder, can talk to a GenWise Sathi, a GenWise personal assistant. And the GenWise personal assistant can help educate, can help impart learning, etc. That's the free one product that we have. Soon going forward, we are also going to launch Concierge on this, where completion of an end-to-end transaction would also be possible for the elder.
Awesome. There's one thing I want to add here, Siddharth. I think Rajat stressed on lifestyle, right? Why is it called a lifestyle app? I think when we started deciding on the product, right, when we spoke to multiple people, whenever we used to speak to our friends, right, and when we say elders, we used to hear back either healthcare or senior care. But when we used to speak to elders, no one talked about it. No one said we need healthcare or we need elder care, right? And I think what we realize is that, you know, it's our view of thinking that our parents or our elders need healthcare, right? If you talk to them, then they think we are 60 years old today, or we are 55 years old. We have 30 years of active life. They need a lot more than healthcare. I think, and that is where, you know, we have taken a bet on lifestyle. And just wanted to sort of put the point across.
I think just talking about, you mentioned the greetings reminder. A lot is being spoken about AI. Gitanshu, how have you started leveraging any of that? Right, there's so many developments that have happened over the last few months.
Yeah,
it's so phenomenal.
Yeah, so AI has been completely changed the industry, and we all have seen the kind of innovation happening last 1 year. So we have made use of AI for our text-to-audio conversion, for the personalized greeting messages, and also our complete app walkthrough, which you have seen, all the audio app walkthrough is completely built upon AI. And all our WhatsApp greeting, or also we are using Gen AI for making the greetings out of it. So we have made custom workflows leveraging text to audio, audio to text, text to text, which provide the better user experience to our end on Gen wise. And for us, AI is not only the cost saver, but the enabler to provide better user experience. And in the coming future, you will see more features coming out of Gen wise using AI only. And we are also working on how to solve the PA through AI.
I think, in fact, it's our dream that, you know, right now the use case of personal assistant is a human. If that can be an AI, and everyone has, you know, every elder in the country has their own personal AI assistant, I think that is a complete white space where we want to deliver.
Amazing. Hope that materializes soon.
Yes.
I think coming to the next point, which is more around venture capital, a lot is, I think, raising funds is celebrated. Talk about the dynamics between a VC and a founder.
I mean, you are wearing Gen Y's t-shirt. I think we need not say more. But I think I'll talk about how we perceive relationship with, you know, between Gen Y's and Matrix, and more personally with you, Siddharth, right? I think from day one, the kind of support we have got. In fact, I remember our first meeting, right, when we were pitching the idea. In fact, not even pitching, the idea was half-picked, right? And you were almost sort of helping us. You know, you can maybe do this, etc. I think for us, Matrix is a fourth co-founder in the company, right? Not a VC. I personally believe the way we try to work with Matrix, it's, you know, be forthcoming, be open, be upcoming on the challenges, on the milestones, right? And then sort of build together. That's how we would like to operate.
Awesome, man. The privilege is all ours, partnering with you guys. Coming to the last question from my side, right? Understanding what's next for GenWise. I know still early days, but for GenWise as a company and for you, any personal goals that you have for the next year or maybe 2-3 years?
So Siddharth, currently GenWise is an invite-only platform. We just launched. The idea to keep it invite-only is to be close to our customers, to understand what they're liking, what they're not liking, what makes them come on the app again and again. And once we understand that, track metrics get sorted on that is when we open the app across to everyone. In the near term, we are only doing iOS app, and we are building a content feature where we disseminate information about online frauds happening against elders. So these are the two new things coming across till we stay focused on metrics. In parallel, we three as founders, we aspire to instill a philosophy of AI first thinking, data driven approach in our teams as well. So the next 3 months for us is going to be focused on achieving the product market fit for GenWise.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys. Really, really appreciate it. And as I mentioned, couldn't be happier. Very, very glad to be part of this, and really looking forward to using this app for myself with my parents, and I think spreading it across the families.